Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You have to be able to discern, is a person persecuting you for righteousness' sake? If they are, you bear it, because you aren't redeemed from persecution. But if you want my 20 bucks, you had best be able to fight me for it, because I'm going to fight you over it. And I know some of you think, well, that's a bad attitude. I think that that's a godly attitude. I think God gave us a temper, not so we could use it on people, but so that we could use it on the devil. You need to get to where you hate sickness. You hate disease. To where you hate poverty. To where you hate oppression. You hate discouragement. And did you know, most people have gotten to where they are tolerant towards these things. I'm just going to say some things. They may not bless you. This might offend you. I don't mean it to offend. I'm trying to open our eyes. But did you know things like arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, all of those things, they come on you just a little bit at a time. Just a little bit here and a little bit, and it takes years and years and years. And one of the reasons that that thing grabs a foothold in your life is because you tolerated it. You had a pain in your little finger and you thought, oh, I've got a little pain, but it's just in my little finger, and you accept it. Then it goes to the next joint, and pretty soon it's in your whole hand, and then, but it's your left hand. It's not the one you write with, so you can live with it, and you just tolerate it. And you go on and on and on, and then eventually when it gets to where it's unbearable, you've already given in to the thing. I've learned that if you fight whatever is coming against you, I mean the moment it hits you, you fight that thing like the cancer. You fight it like the plague. And I deal with, I mean, a little ache, a little pain in my body, the slightest little thing, as if it was something serious. I just hate sickness. I do not like sickness. And as a result, in 43 years, I've only been sick once or twice, and that's because of my own stupidity. One time I ministered 41 times one week, and the next week I ministered 42 times, and I just literally nearly killed myself and had to lay in bed and had some things to deal with. And that was just stupidity. Amen. I've learned a little bit better since then, but that's it. And I've had doctor's reports that I had incurable diseases and stood and believed for them. I've overcome all kinds of things. I've had broken bones, and I got up and ran 8 miles on a broken bone home. Broken ankle and was healed. And I've resisted stuff and I fight things. I hate sickness. I do not like being sick. You can ask Jamie. After we got married, one time I got sick and threw up. And Jamie said, now I know why you hate it. Because I'm not one of these that will throw up to feel better. I mean, I'm a toilet hugger. I'll roll on the floor and I hate it. And as a result, it's been like, it's been 36, 37 years since I throw up. I don't throw up. I don't get sick. I don't believe in being sick. And there are many of you think, you can't do that. Well, don't wake me up, because that's the way that I'm living my life. I do not get sick. I do not believe in being sick. I don't submit to sickness. I hate sickness. I hate poverty. I hate depression. Did you know you can't be depressed? The devil can't do anything to you. I don't care if it's sickness, poverty, depression, loneliness, anything. He cannot do anything to you without your consent and cooperation. I know what I'm saying is just totally off the charts to many people. Because they just have been told that, well, I can't control these. I don't have any power. I have people come to me all the time, and they are so pitiful. And they're just telling me how bad their situation is. Would you please do something? Because I just am so pitiful. And it makes me mad. It makes me mad that people just come as if God on the inside of them is so powerless that they can't overcome a hangnail, a headache. They just have no power. Would you please pray for me? And you have just advocated your responsibility and your right. You need to find out who you are and recognize that the Lord said that He took away from us all sickness, all disease, gave us power and authority over all the force of the devil. And we need to get to where we hate this stuff and go to fighting it. And one of the scriptures that has just revolutionized my life is James 4:7, where it says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." If you resist the devil, he will flee from you. It didn't say he might. It says he will. I often quote that verse to people and they'll say, "Oh, well, I've done all of that and it didn't work." So what are you telling me? That the word doesn't work? Are you telling me that you're right and the word's wrong? You know what the word resist means? It means to actively fight against. It means to get angry. It means to get violent. A friend of mine one time had a woman that was into this satanic stuff where she's actually drinking the urine of other people and making these packs, and they were doing this demonic stuff, and she wanted to be delivered. So he told her about how you're going to have to take back the place. You're the one that gave Satan this inroad into your life. You need to renounce him. So he says, "I'm going to pray, and then I want you to talk directly to the devil and renounce him and renounce this place that you've given Satan in your life." So they knelt around his table and this guy prayed. And then he says, "Now I want you to renounce the devil." And so this woman started off and she says, "Dear devil." And he had to stop her right in the middle. And he says, "That's not renouncing the devil to say, 'Dear devil.' You need to get angry at the devil. You need to get mad and tell him to get out of your life." And this is the way some of you do. "Dear cancer, please leave my body." That's not going to get it done. God gave you the capacity for anger, and it's not so you could be angry at people. It's so that you could hate evil. It's so that you could hate the devil. You need to get to where you hate living a miserable life. As long as you can live with defeat, you will. But when you get to a place to where I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is over, it'll be over. I remember when Jamie and I were really struggling financially and we had to sell a car. The Lord showed me that He was going to supply our needs through selling this car. It's a long, long story. But anyway, we drug on for 2 or 3 weeks. And finally, I was down at our church building just praying. And we were under pressure and it was a hard situation. And I was praying and I just got mad. I knew it wasn't God that was keeping us from getting our needs met. It was the devil that was somehow or another hindering us. And I got mad. And I mean, I was yelling. I was screaming. If I could have grabbed the devil, I would have physically hurt him. I was just as mad as I could be. And I was screaming and yelling and rebuking the devil and commanding him to get off of our finances. And man, all of a sudden, I just knew that I knew that I knew that our need was met. And I went home to tell Jamie, and I couldn't even tell her because she says, "A guy is coming to the church in 5 minutes. He's got the money. He's going to buy the car." And it was over. This problem that I'd been struggling over for weeks was just over when I actually got mad and just, you know, refused to live that way. And after it was over, I thought, why did it take me 3 weeks to get angry? How come I tolerated this situation? And I've seen this a lot of times, that when I just reach my breaking point, and that's it, I've gone as far as I'm going. I will not allow this thing to go anymore. And when I put my foot down like that, did you know I see breakthrough? And this is what the Lord was telling Moses. You've got to contend. You've got to get angry. You can't go to Sihon and say, "Sihon, I really hate to do this to you. I don't have anything personal, but God gave you our land." No, you got to hate your enemy and you got to go in and spare nothing. You know, one of the great things, I wished I had time to go through all of these teachings. I've got a series on David out there that you ought to get that and read it. But he got mad at Goliath. And when other people were sitting there, they'd see this giant and they'd go hide and stuff. David stood up and he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" You know why he said that? Circumcision was a sign of the covenant. He was saying, "Who is this guy that doesn't have a covenant with God that would defy somebody who does have a covenant with God?" He was standing on the word. He knew his spiritual position and what he had, and he got mad. And it says that he ran toward Goliath. Goliath disdained him and said, "Who's this dog? They're treating me like a dog that they send a lad out here." And he says, "I'm going to give your flesh to the birds." And David, man, said, "You come against me with a sword and spear, but I come in the name of the Lord." And he ran towards Goliath. And he threw that stone and hit Goliath in the head. And Goliath fell down. But you know, the scripture doesn't say that he was dead. And I've been in that exact spot where David fought Goliath in the Valley of Elah. And it's like 3 or 4 miles from where the Israelis were over to where the Philistines were. And they were on these mountains separated by miles. They could see each other, but you couldn't see real well. And David and Goliath were down in the middle of this valley. They saw their champion fall down, but you know, how did they know that he was dead? Maybe he tripped. Maybe he was just knocked out. Maybe he was going to get up. And did you know it doesn't say that the Philistines fled when they saw Goliath fall down. But what David did, David went and stood on top of Goliath, pulled his own sword out of its sheath and cut his head off and held his head up in the air. And then it says that the Philistines fled. In other words, he didn't just deal a blow to the enemy. He cut his head off. And there's another scripture where David is rehearsing his victory and he says, "I not only fought, but I pursued the enemy until I destroyed him." Many of us will just chase our problem out of sight and leave it to come back and haunt us another day. You'll just pray for a little bit. You know, "God, I really need my whole, I just need to be delivered from poverty. I got a spirit of poverty, but if I could just get by, if you could just give me $1,000, I could make it. I could live with this." You tolerate something less than what God has for you. You need to get to where you hate poverty, where you hate lack. God provided abundance for you. You get to where you just embrace depression and discouragement. There's a lot of people that think this is normal and they just live with depression. They say, "Well, I don't want it. I've prayed and asked God." See, that's not right. He told you to take your authority. He has already given you love, joy, and peace. Galatians 5:22. It's always on the inside of you. If you aren't happy and blessed, it's not God who turned his power off and his joy off. It's you that got your attention off of the things of the Lord.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on lessons from Deuteronomy 2:24. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 New England Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM246 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net.
If the Lord has touched your life through the teaching today, I pray that you would call us and let us know. And also, we have people there that will not only take your orders and get you these materials that we've been offering, but they would pray with you. They can help you. We have some of the most godly people on our phones. Many of them are personal friends of mine, and I mean they are spiritual giants. They're mature people that have seen many, many people helped. Most of the people on our helplines minister to more people than most pastors do. I guarantee you, it would be a blessing to you. So the number is 719-635-1111. That's 719-635-1111.